we started talking about the different malachas which are permitted on Yom Tov, we mentioned that Tochein is treated in an interesting way. The malacha of Tochein depends on what situation of Tochein is. The malacha of Fia, Bishul, is Mutter. Tochein, we differentiate between if it's a type of tzitchina, which a person does normally for large quantities, done for a large used over a period of time, or a type of toichen, which is done right in the process of getting ready to make a specific meal. A person harvests wheat, he takes it to the mill to mill the wheat to make flour. He doesn't do that every time he wants to make a meal, but run to the millstone and grind fresh wheat kernels to make flour. He does that at one time. They have a large amount of flour to use. So that's not going to be permitted on Yom Tov. But a person would take some nuts, to grind some nuts to put into his food. Or Teichen includes cutting things not only into fine particles, but into small pieces as well. A person's making a salad and he's chopping up his peppers into small pieces. It's also the Malacha of Tochein. A person doesn't do that, you know, once every 4 weeks it's stored in his fridge. He does it right before a meal. That day, sometime he'll prepare the meal, he will chop it up. So that type of Teichen is going to be permitted. Using a type of a utensil, which for Teichen, which is used for large quantities, would not be permitted. Using a large mill, but a person wants to grind coffee in a small hand grinder type of a thing which we'd use to take fresh coffee beans. That's how he makes his coffee usually. He does it in the quantities of one at a shot. So it's clearly something which is made for a small usage right before you make your coffee. That would be permitted to use. We have to differentiate in the following way, so that the malacha of Bishul, the malacha of Teichen, one of these malachas which we want to do for yantar purposes. So do we have to take into consideration the idea of possibly doing it before Yom Tov? Why should I wait? Can I just wait l'chadchila, do it on Yom Tov? Should I do it beforehand? What's the malacha? So we differentiate in the malacha with the three types of foods. We have foods which will not be affected adversely at all if it's done beforehand. So grinding nuts, there's no difference if you grind the nut on Erev Yom Tov, if you grind the nut Yom Tov morning, the nuts taste the same. There's no change in their flavor. So then a person is required in halacha to grind those nuts before Yom Tov. He cannot leave the chadchila, this process of leaving the idea of grinding these nuts till Yom Tov. He must do it beforehand. However, if he forgot, if for whatever reason he is allowed to do it on Yom Tov, but he must do it with a shinui. He must do it with a shinui. He cannot do it in the regular fashion. He has to do it with a shinui. Let's say it's something which there will be some diminishing of its flavor, not a large amount, but there will be some diminishing of the flavor. You're allowed to lechatchil leave it to do on Yom Tov, but even on Yom Tov you have to do it with a shinui. And then there are things which the difference in flavor is significant. It's dramatic between doing it beforehand and doing it on Yom Tov itself. Those things you could do l'chatchila on Yom Tov without any shinui. So freshly cooked chicken tastes quite different than the chicken cooked the day before. Right? It's a different flavor, totally different flavor. So you allow l'chatchila to leave if you want to make a fresh Yom Tov meal. You allow l'chatchila to leave and you should do the cooking on Yom Tov without worrying about any issue. A person wants to grind it's Pesach night. So he wants to grind the mortar to have freshly ground mortar to be used by his Seder because it's very strong flavor. So the flavor, before you do it before Yom Tov, it won't be that much of a difference. So you cannot leave it l'chadchila to do on Yom Tov. You can't say if you can say it does diminish to some extent. So you can leave it l'chadchila to do on Yom Tov if you're going to do it with a shinui. And something like grinding nuts, which there's no difference at all, you have to do it beforehand. Person wants to make jello. Jello, once you make the jello, I don't know, but jello actually tastes better after it sits for a little bit. It congeals. A person wants to marinate a salad. So marinating in some circumstances is also a Yom Tov as well. A salad which marinates actually tastes better after it sits for a day. The flavors absorb and mix together and it has a better flavor. So you cannot leave it like a chatchila doing Yom Tov. If a person left to do it on Yom Tov, he would have to do it with a shinui. But he cannot leave to do it on Yom Tov, even if he plans to do it with a shinui. He has to do it beforehand. Have a good morning.